journey take the whole long day? From morn to night, my friend. Shall I find comfort, travel sore and weak? Of labour you shall find the sum. Will there be beds for me and all who seek? Yea, beds for all who come. I like lying in bed as much as the next man, but if I can put off that final tucking in, then I think I shall. It's maybe time to get up now, to get dressed, and to go outside into the world. Good night.
Ian Sansom with the last of this week's series of essays about furniture, and all of the essays are available to download as podcasts from the BBC Radio 3 website. This week's series was produced in Belfast by Conor Mackay. Well, next week, Holy Week, and the approach to Easter, the journalist Madeleine Bunting looks at the decline of Christianity in Britain and its effects. The Retreating Roar, that's the essay every night next week at the regular time of 10:45.
On Palm Sunday, as part of this year's European Broadcasting Union's special day of music, Collegium Vocale Gent joins the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra to perform Bach's Mighty St. Matthew Passion. Live from the Concertgebouw in Amsterdam, Bach's St. Matthew Passion, Palm Sunday at 4 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3, 11 o'clock this Friday night, just gone. Time for us to head to Glasgow for World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy.
Voyez monter à Jazz là. Sound of the Streets in Haiti there from Bullpick, a band formed in Port-au-Prince by Frankel C. Frank, described as the father and grandfather now of Haiti's troubadour bands. But while the music was once a good fun sideline for many musicians, it now represents their only serious source of income, as they cherche la vie, as they call it in Haitian Creole, seek out a living. That banjo and tea chest back joy is called Compa Lake, and the album is out on Loose Africa. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3, and Archipelagos is where it's at tonight, with island nations at the heart of our Commonwealth connections. And our live session comes from a trio with an islander at the centre, a Hebridean islander, that is, as we make ready to welcome this year's BBC Radio 2 Young Folk Award winners, the Misha McPherson Trio. But it's a more established band we're going to hear next. It's kind of hard to believe that the Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars have been going for 10 years now, a long way on from their beginnings in exile refugee camps and an album recorded in a rickety studio in Freetown. This new album, Libation, named for the ritual pouring of liquids to invoke the memory of spirits and ancestors, was recorded in the relative luxury of Vermont, which has become something of a home base for the band, as it is for their producer, Chris Vaelen, who also worked with them on their remarkable debut album. So let's have a listen to the opening track on the new CD. And it's a kind of a kiss-off song for various naysayers over the years. But the band are doing just fine, thank you.
Chimera, Mekana, Langba, Chimera, Mekana, Langba, Chimera. are you? Aye.
Back of Beyond have ever been a game of two halves with a fascination for Scottish and Irish Gaelic winding its way through a parallel dedication to the lives and music of the Baka Pygmies of Cameroon. Sue Hart and Martin Craddock have been travelling to the Baka Forest for well over 20 years now, and this album represents the latest fruits of that relationship. The Irish tracks feature elsewhere, but that was a Baka song of a young woman who complains to her mother on finding out that her husband has been unfaithful. But the song, like Baka Beyond's music, also has two sides to it, as it becomes obvious that the man can't actually see what all the fuss is about, since he's only doing what all the other guys are doing too. Still to come on tonight's World on Three with me, Mary-Anne Kennedy, our Commonwealth connections take us to the Kingdom of Tonga and another island paradise, the Maldives. But the islands that occupy our attention for the next wee while are the Western Isles, home to the singer leading the trio that won this year's Radio 2 Young Folk Awards, announced at a very swanky ceremony at the Royal Albert Hall in February. And since we're in Glasgow tonight, it seems like a great opportunity to catch up with Misha McPherson, Innes White and Conal McDonough, all students here and still, I suspect, up there on cloud nine after their success. And they're going to start out the session with a great Lewis song, Erthu a Bragar, the black boat from Bragar. Gertu Abraka from Misha McPherson, Innes White and Conal McDonough. And as Misha comes nipping across to my side of the studio here, first thing I should, of course, say to the three of you is congratulations on the Radio 2 Award. That was fantastic news.
Oh, thank you very much indeed.
I heard you going up to accept the award at the Royal Albert Hall, and you sounded extremely composed when you were giving your thank you speech. How on earth did you manage to do that?
I wasn't feeling composed inside at all. It was possibly the most exciting and also shocked moment of my life so far. It was very mad.
So how did the three of you come to be playing together? Because you're not from terribly far away from each other, but you didn't all come from the same place.
Yeah, Conal is from Pulleu in Wester Ross, and Innes is from Dingwall, and I'm from Lewis. But we met about 3 years ago through Faith Roche, which is a great organisation based in Dingwall, really. But they work with people from all over Scotland, and they have this fantastic summer project called the Cayley Trail. So we each auditioned for a place on their Summer Cayley Trail of 2011, and we're put in a little band together for that summer.
And basically that's for kind of older teenagers, and you have to do everything. You have to book the gigs and sort the accommodation and put bums on seats, and as well as getting the music together.
It's actually much easier than that. I wish I could say yes, but we really just played the music.
All right.
And we were kind of shown how they booked the accommodation and booked the gigs, but we were left mostly just for the music and the fun. It's now that we're having to deal with the tricky parts as well.
Now, I did say that we were in Glasgow and you're a student in Glasgow, but actually you've spent the last while over in Finland and you came back early just for this session. What takes you over there?
I'm studying at the Sibelius Academy. I've actually only got another month there, so I'll be coming back here in May, but I've been there since September studying on exchange from the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland.
And it must have been something of an experience.
Yes, it's been a great experience, from the snow to all the Scandinavian music and all the friendly folk over there.
And the lads, they can't speak for themselves because we haven't given them microphones, but what are they up to just now?
Well, Conal is studying at the Conservatoire in Glasgow, and Innes is taking life easy at the moment. He's living in Glasgow and playing in lots of bands and got lots of exciting projects at the moment.
Cool. So, well, let's have another song. That was a good, fun, very much the first one, something that belongs to its community and telling stories where people would know of the different squads of folk involved in the boat and the adventures and so forth. Tell us about this next song, The Larghaoin.
This next song I actually learnt from your mum, from Kenna Campbell, last year when I was at uni. And it's a great song from the singing of William Matheson, who's a great legend in the Gaelic world.
A great scholar and collector of songs and reuniter of tunes to words. And, I think mum's staying up to listen to you, so she'll be listening out to see what you make of it. Let's have a Larghaoin then.
Chasgir leo mim le tron a ni fogroim skming at the hoin ha ha chul mi oir er hor ke soch croch moglis er chapon alim ha chasgir leo mim le tron Soch moglis er chapon alim, ha chasgir leumim le tror. Lo fili koch vrein, fo pilin svo srein, en hirin adje. Okay. Shit my head is more beyond get the os ich mo hier schape sla te es rianam bo.
Edgar, tap leave. Thank you very much to the Misha McPherson trio, or two-thirds for that particular song, with Misha and Innes on guitar there. And we'll be hearing more from them in a wee while here in Pacific Key a little later on tonight. Be sure to stick around as well to hear some of the connections this city will be making later this summer. Tonight's Commonwealth Journeys taking us to Tonga and the Maldives. Now, not the Indian or Pacific Oceans next, but through to the Caspian Sea, bordering our next port of call, and Azerbaijan. Now, I know that there is nothing that ever surpasses songs of love and longing in your own language, as would be for me with Misha singing there. But this collection of Azerbaijani love songs does a fairly persuasive job of selling the love songs of their culture and language as having something a bit extra. This is Mansum Ibrahimov, a Kanendi or Mugam singer and a member of their national opera. Here he's singing a classic song, Yana Yana Kul Uldum, or I Am Burning to Ash, a song first made popular by a revered Mugam singer of an earlier generation, Haji Baba Husseinov, and it's generally his version of this love song that most younger singers will perform today.
Thank you. yana yana kül oldum, biraz mara kul oldum. Yana yana kül oldum, biraz mara kul oldum. Kuş dilim bilmez iken yar 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 yar. Okudum bülbül oldum, okudum.
Oh,
I've always had a soft spot for the music of Lambda Folk, Efren Lopez and Mara Aranda's band based in the Mediterranean Spanish port of Valencia. Their music is original, new composed, but it has its roots in older forms of musics and cultures from the Iberian Peninsula, including Arabic and Ladino. But their journeying in preparation for this new album, A Song of Woman and Man, took them further afield in the Med this time, to Greece, where they spent a lot of time ahead of recording. That particular song was called A Name, a slightly esoteric thing of lost opportunities, perhaps, although I'm sure it's open to interpretation. The album is out on the Galileo label, and all the details on tonight's music, as ever, online on the Radio 3 website. You're listening to Mary-Anne Kennedy and World on 3 in Glasgow tonight, where preparations are, of course, well underway for the Commonwealth Games celebrations. And here on BBC Radio 3, we've been taking the chance to go on a global exploration of the different Commonwealth countries who'll be represented here this summer. 26 weeks and 53 countries will take us right up to the Games themselves, with a mixture of features out in the field and some prized heritage tracks introduced by young Commonwealth sporting stars. Tonight, our heritage track takes us to the Maldives in the Indian Ocean, home to Muina Mohammed, their number one table tennis player there. She's picked a song that connects right back to her childhood, and it's lovely to hear her talking about how important music is in their culture and what it'll be like coming to Glasgow to compete in what will be her fourth Commonwealth Games.
My name is Muina Mohammed. I play table tennis. I have been playing since I was 8 years old, and I have been participating in many international tournaments, and this is going to be my fourth Commonwealth Games. I have been hearing this song since I was very young. It's called Minimum Vaya, which means freedom, and the song describes the happiness of independence and how much we love our country and the religion. The reason I chose this song because it's the first song which always pops into my mind whenever I think of a traditional song, and it describes a lot about Maldives. The first time I heard this song on television, which was I think an Independence Day event. It's really a beautiful song. The song is in Devahi. It's a Maldivian language. All Maldivians love music, and also the traditional music which we call Bodo Baru. They love it. These kind of traditional musics we often hear during special occasions like Independence Day, Victory Day, Republic Day, and days like that. We also play music during New Year. I'm 31 and I'm working as a personal trainer and a fitness instructor. It's quite hard, but I find time and try to train at least 6 days a week. I feel it's a great opportunity to participate and represent my country, and I'm very much looking forward to participate in the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. And I really want to achieve some and win some matches this time.
Thanks and good luck to Muina Mohammed and also to producer Serena Field for that musical glimpse of the Maldives. Remember, you can download all these Commonwealth Connections features from the World on Three webpages. And later on tonight, our Commonwealth roving will take us on to the South Pacific and the Kingdom of Tonga. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy. This is World on Three. And next up is Moore Kerbasi, whose championing of Sephardic Jewish repertoire helped make her mark in the world music scene back in 2008. Since then, she's moved from the UK to Spain, and this new album homes in on Sephardic songs of her mother's native Morocco, and in particular, the character of La Tzadika, the Righteous One, a Moroccan Jewish girl who was persecuted by a jealous suitor and executed as a heretic for refusing to convert to Islam. La Tzadika's grave became a shrine for women, Jewish and Muslim alike, and they come to ask for miracles. And some of the archive recordings from there, Moore has incorporated into her new arrangements. This particular Sephardic song from Morocco is tied up with the bridal preparations for a wedding and the importance of involving the mothers on both sides. Ay si te fueres a bañar novia.
Ay si te fueres a bañar novia, lleva tu madre y no vayas sola.
Si te fueres a bañar, novia, lleva tu mano en la sola para quitarte la tu camisa. Para meterte en el agua clara, que si te fueras a bañar, novia, lleva
si te fueras a bañar.
Tintinha lá coro, ô tintinha lá coro, com moro hoje é bé, lua e tantã, com moro hoje é bé, lua e tantã. Ô tintinha lá coro. Tintinha lá coro, com moro hoje é bé, lua e tantã, com moro hoje é bé, lua e tantã. Ô tintinha lá coro, ô tintinha lá coro, com moro hoje é bé, lua e tantã, com moro hoje é bé, lua e tantã.
Spectacularly weird, but gloriously so too, I reckon. We heard earlier from Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars and their libations to the spirits of their ancestors. And this Brazilian craziness likewise taps into Afro-rooted religion and the Orishas of Candomblé. Jussara Marçal and Meta Meta come with the recommendation of the legendary Tony Allen, not bad going. And they're keen as well to point out that they use the Candomblé chants as much to give them a structure to tell their own stories as for any kind of religious proselytising. You're listening to World on Three. I'm Marianne Kennedy, and we return now to the Commonwealth Connections for something that is totally up my street, a rare performance of music by the Lomipo Collection, recorded in a church hall in the village of La Paja in Tonga. Singer Alusa Falefa has been entrusted by noble Kalaniuvalu Fotofili, the living heir to the Tui Tonga dynasty, to preserve this very special music. He leads a 30-strong choir along with his son, who's also a great exponent of Tonga's most famous instrument, the nose flute.
This is the call of the Fraley Islands.
My name is Paulo Arcebi Tatuela Puseki, and my second name is Alusa. And I have been blessed with a role in this Tongan culture of La Paja. I am one of the people coming from the sky. I am here at the Tonunga Free Wesleyan Church Hall. Today's music traditionally is going back to, I say, 50 years ago, and it is very important for us to to hold on to where we come from.
Hello, my name is Kwane Tikanongata, and I'm a broadcaster and announcer of broadcasting in Tonga. Yeah, as for today, it's very exciting because in the mornings, you usually wake up listening to the Radio Tonga playing the nose flute every morning. But then this is my first time actually looking at seeing it and hearing it for the first time. It's quite spectacular.
Tongan music is created by a version of looking at where you make music, and the notes is with your heart and see how you say it, and the music is created from that point.
My name is Asilika Aholele. I'm the production assistant for Poke Poke o Tonga, where we are recording the Lombeau group who are singing here in La Paja today. The lovely friendly islands of Tongatapu, La Paja Mu'a, and my father is Aluso. The Lombeau group are a big part of our family, where our great-grandfather Vilipo Siaki composed the music for the Lombeau group that was written by Gwen Salote. Well, we've got all the men seated on the platform in a circle around the kava bowl. They've just finished drinking a cup of kava, getting ready to wait for Soane to play the nose flute. It was amazing to hear that silence. And then just when Soane blew through that nose flute, you could just close your eyes and you can just imagine that you're here in Tonga, or maybe you're in that space where you're waking up the king. Like, you could take you back through the history of how it used to be back then. And then when he stopped the nose flute, you could hear the older men, like, he starts to sing. So the Kalaoni is a song for the royal family. It's sung in respect of them and to entertain and to keep our royal family happy.
Mo e kalauni e fonua.
sitting right now where we were here with a great, great grandfather and father too, mum and dad. This is a precious land for ours. It's traditionally from old age. It's like coming back to centuries ago, you know. Music is part of my life. The singing was around when I was in the womb of my mum. I remember my grandfather, my father. And I hear sound like this. I love to hear music like this. Nose throat, Fang Fang, is all the strength of you is coming through your nose. And you breathe your mouth, that's wrong. Breathe your nose, that's right. Remember that. And that's why the Fang Fang means is the right way of a living song, living beat, living sound.
My name is Soane Ngutukaula Tatuila Posiaki. The instrument that I play is called the Fangu Fangu, which in English is the nose flute. It's the only instrument that in Tonga that you play with your nose. So they use this to wake up the royals in the morning. And this instrument is made out of old bamboo called the kofi, and it's usually they leave the bamboo for it to be old, and then you make the holes in it. There's five holes. The holes that you kind of use for the awakening of the royals is the first hole here, the second hole, and the last hole.
Sounds like good luck for us to have the interview with the bells, you know. It will remind us that traditional Tongan future is church, is gone. Church bell is like reminding us that God is here with us. The church there, it was started by one of our grandfather's sisters, and that's part of our heritage for our family, that church there. And when the bell rings, I remember those people from 100 years. Yeah, that's why I love to come here. When you look at the tombs, the places here, I feel, you know, feel energized by what I see, what I touch, and what I walk around, what I eat, and what I drink, what I see, you know. I feel that I've been energized by that motivates me to tell about the heritage of this beautiful songs and beautiful land.
Thank you.
Wow, that's just quite amazing. Thanks a million to Alusa and the Lumipo Collection for sharing that precious music with us. To producer Sushil K. Dade here at BBC Radio Scotland, and also the sound engineer Joanna Adams, who's actually through the glass with us here in Studio One. And I can tell you that she's reliving every minute of a very special trip. You can listen again, of course, and relive it too. Download that Commonwealth Connection and check out Sushil's blog from his travels while you're at it. Looking forward to next week, we head for Cyprus. And there we'll be listening to Michalis Terlakis, I beg your pardon, and a man who's been brought up in amongst the traditions of rural Cyprus and lived in the northern part of the island until 1974 and the Turkish invasion. And we'll be able to listen to him sharing that lifelong passion for his traditional music next week.
La 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 la.
Mikalis Terlakis from Kaputi in northern Cyprus, and we'll hear more from him as part of our Commonwealth Connections next week here on World on 3, where you're listening to me, Marianne Kennedy. And we're going to head home now to some of the current crop of new English releases. This one is a husband and wife duo, Stu and Debbie Hannah, a mixture of influences in their background from classical to punk rock. And their new album, In a Box, looks to their northeast roots for inspiration, including their setting of this rather unfortunate tale of a sailor's widow who decides to marry again, only to find that all is not quite what it might seem on the husband front. So if ever there was an advert for try before you buy in the marriage stakes, this is it.
Wife for 2 long years and more, they lived a fairly house-strewn life and fettled sore. They burned like cats who gobby bats and wished the end was croaking, till death one day cut Tommy's chaps and left poor Bet heartbroken. But our Bet, she had a bonny face and was the smartest queen, a fairy's foot and legs of grace, two black boogers she. But this nabob tear who had a lay come round with loads of silver to Bet to see his house and place, and fairly popped the question to her. Oh, Betty Beasley, didn't break your heart, my henny. Oh, Betty Beasley, take another man. Oh, Betty Beasley, didn't say you will not, henny. Oh, Betty Beasley, take me for your man. Wed this nabob and turned out a lady fine. She got gloves of silk upon her hands, cut with rings of shine. But the wedding day soon slipped away and the night came on, oh dearie. Tate was carried up, they say, to Betty's room a little beery. Well, our Betty said,
oh, that's a shame, now what am I to do?
But Tate just made himself at home, with Betty on his knee. She found some pegs, said, what did these things stick in? These are me stumps and up in jumps, so screw them off or they'll be breaking. Oh, Betty Beasley, didn't break your heart, my honey. Oh, Betty Beasley, take another man. Oh, Betty Beasley, didn't say you will not hear. Oh, Betty Beasley, take this wooden man. Bet you get my pins dissected. Your arms will feel a wooden steel. Please use them as directed.
Oh, Bet, I'm sickly like to fall.
Oh, dear, she cries. You take my tooth and eyes, and then to complete the screwing fee. Oh, what a thing to hear of. Just plop me backwards in my seat, so you can screw my head off. Wooden man.
on and tell me you don't love me anymore. Go on and hurt me like you hurt me before. I'll find a reason to look away when you're untrue, because I love you. It's a natural thing to do. No matter how you treat me, I'll stand the test. Until you see this love of mine stands out from all the rest, I'll be there to mend the pieces when he breaks your heart in two. Because I love you, it's a natural thing to do. Just relive old yesterdays when love was blooming like the flowers that bloom in May. I was just wishing for things that won't come true, because I love you. It's a natural thing to do. No matter how you treat me, I'll stand the test. Until you see this love of mine stands out from all the rest, I'll be there to mend the pieces when he breaks your heart in two. Because I love you, it's a natural thing to do. I'll be there to mend the pieces when he breaks your heart in two. Because I love you, it's a natural thing to do. Because I love you, it's a natural thing to do.
Ah, just glorious. And I wish you could have heard what was going on in the studio here. Connell and Ennis warming up by jamming along to that track. Well, following on from Stu and Debbie Hanna, better known as Megson, we then heard from New Orleans' Alinda Lee Segarra and her band Hooray for the Riff Raff. They are over in the UK next month with a couple of London and Manchester gigs on the 20th and 21st of May. And then we finally had that Americana glory that is Cahalen Morrison and Eli West back over in Britain and Ireland at the end of the month with their new album, I'll Swing My Hammer With Both Hands. Cahalen followed up his own Hebridean roots on their first ever trip over here a couple of years ago, knowing that he was descended from a Gaelic poet from the Isle of Lewis who emigrated to Canada and became known as the Niagara Bard. And I think it was quite a journey of discovery for him during that tour. So the Lewis connections bring us back to tonight's session guests, the Misha McPherson Trio. And they're going to carry on with something a little gentler for this time of night. This is Lienav Anoid, The Child of Gold by Mary Morrison. Wishing many, many good things for a little one there. Mary Morrison's Lienav Anor, the Child of Gold, from the Misha McPherson Trio, with Conall McDonagh and Innes White accompanying Misha, who's coming to accompany me back over here at the table. Now, we've been talking about Lewis a lot, and anybody that knows Gaels knows that it's not the place that matters, it's Colatio, it's who you belong to. And so is there music on your island side, on your father's side, in Bimbecula, which is kind of your Gaelic side?
Yes, there is some. It certainly doesn't come from Dad at all. I can safely say, having listened to him hum along to far too many tunes, but I've heard that my granny was a very great jew's harp player, actually, and that she was recorded by quite a few folk who came to the island to collect tunes, and she was also a great singer. But sadly, after my grandfather died in the war, she was one of those women who decided not to sing after, and I never heard her sing or play at all, but many folk did, and I would really like to find those recordings one day. It would be really nice to hear.
And then thinking about singers that you will have heard and been influenced by, are there particular performers that you would go to? You mentioned some great folks like William Matheson earlier on, one of the great collectors, but would there be particular singers that you look to for inspiration?
Yeah, I think on Lewis there's so many wonderful folk like that, and From when I was a very young girl in primary school, I was very lucky that a great woman, Alma Jameson, lived on my walk home from school to my house. So I used to stop in there at least once a week, mostly to go over Maud songs, but even just to listen to her talk about her experience and listen to her sing was fantastic. And I also had some great help from Anna Golly in Tongue, who's another fantastic character and gave me lots of very nice songs to learn too.
Any walking songs in amongst them?
Yes, I'm sure plenty.
I know that's one of our specialities. For folk that don't know, the Maud is like a Gaelic equivalent of the Eisteddfod, and I've seen her leading troops of formidable looking women sitting around a table walking a piece of tweed. Now, the Radio 2 Award has obviously opened many doors for the three of you, and I take it that means a very busy summer for you.
Yeah, we have just been so incredibly lucky since February, and since winning the Folk Award, we've had some really great opportunities come up, and we're looking at a fantastic summer ahead of us, really starting from May right through until October. We've got lots of exciting things and a full list of all the gigs on our website as well. We've got some great folk festivals and...
Which is the Misha McPherson Trio
.com,
isn't it? Okay, well, you're going to finish off with a set of Pushta Bial, and I've just got one very quick question.
Yes.
Because the words of the very first tune are probably one of the most, it's not quite Brochan Lim, but it's people know the words of that, you know, at the drop of a hat, but it's a very unusual twist, a very different tune. Tell me about that.
I actually wrote the tune fairly recently, possibly influenced by my studying in Helsinki recently, and that's why it might not sound so typically Gaelic.
It makes you listen to the whole thing all over again. Misha, I'll let you run over just now
and
get set up with the boys. As she said, loads of the summer festivals coming up, and in amongst that will be a home turf gig in Lewis and Stornoway at the Hebridean Celtic Festival. And in fact, I think we're sharing a spot on the Gaelic programme roster during that festival, so I'll catch up with you guys no doubt around about then, but in the meantime we'll let them sign off with one more set of mouth music. Pushta Bial.
Pit the golly calcer, 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 pit the golly calcer
Thanks a million to Innes White, Conal McDonagh and Misha McPherson. And as I said, you'll be able to hear them amongst other places in Lewis at the Hebkelt Festival in July. But let's head from island to city and a band formed in London in the drum and dance scene of the 90s, but whose roots are firmly in Africa and Ghana in particular. This is Yaba Funk's second album, out on Sterns. And as befits a band with their influences, this is their Ghana A to Z. Yabba Funk and My Vote De Count out on Stearns is launched at a gig at the New Empowering Church in London on May the 3rd coming up. Thanks again to the whole team on the programme tonight. In the studio tonight, Neil Young and Joanna Adams, especially also to our Scottish colleagues who were behind this week's Commonwealth Connections features. Remember, you can still check out those features again, download them as a podcast, and check out the video and the audio and all the Commonwealth blogs that are there as part of the whole project. And next week, as well as Cyprus, we'll be heading, Yabba Funk would approve of this, to Ghana. Thanks to the Misha McPherson Trio playing in session for us tonight, and to producer Roger Short as ever. And I'm going to leave you with one more Gaelic connection. And in fact, Misha would approve of this, Gaelic and Finnish. This is the deer on the slopes of the rolling mist being referenced at the very beginning here. A song from Andrew Cronshaw's Highland Years, I think, but turning up here in the opening to this track from his new quartet, which also features Sana Kirkisonio of the wonderful band Hedningarna, reed player Ian Blake, and Armenian duduk master Tigran Aleksanyan. Together they go by the name of Sands, and this is Tuli. Enjoy. Andrew Cronshaw and Sands from their new live album, rounding off tonight's World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 1 o'clock.
Hello, you're tuned to BBC Radio 3. I'm Katrina Young with Music Through the Night, beginning with a trip to the 2013 Beethoven Festival in Bonn. Now, the name of the festival certainly celebrates Bonn's most famous musical son, but for tonight, anyway, it doesn't reflect the music. There's no Beethoven on the programme. Instead, the German Chamber Philharmonic under Kent Nagano turned to a couple of his contemporaries and a disciple, beginning with Schubert, who outlived Beethoven by just a year and harboured a lifelong but ultimately unfulfilled ambition as a theatre composer. This is part of his music for a rather bad play, Rosamunde, Princess of Cyprus, which only lasted for 2 performances.